To believe in Jesus is the work of the Father. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves, and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. Then they said unto Jesus, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom the Father has sent. John chapter 6 verses 26 to 29. To receive the Holy Spirit, there must be a belief in Jesus. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me, and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake Jesus of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. John chapter 7 verses 37 to 39. Qualified to perform the same works as Jesus. Do you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John chapter 14 verses 10 to 12. Those who will not believe in Jesus will suffer the consequence. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he says, Whither I go, you cannot come. And Jesus said unto them, You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins, for if you will not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. John chapter 8 verses 21 to 24. Those who will not believe are condemned. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on Jesus is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 3 verses 16 to 18. This is really important. You have to know this. Belief in Jesus Christ is not merely a choice, it is the work of God in the heart of man. It is the Father who draws, the Son who gives life, and the Spirit who indwells those who believe. To believe in Jesus is to honor the Father who sent him, to receive the Spirit he promised, and to walk in the same works he performed. This is not optional, it is eternal. To reject the Son is to remain in sin, to remain condemned, and to die apart from God. But to believe in him is to receive everlasting life, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to be qualified for the greater works of the kingdom. Believe in the one the Father has sent. Receive the Spirit he gives. Do the works he calls you to. And live, truly live, in the name of Jesus Christ. For, he that believes on him is not condemned. But, he that believes not is condemned already. The Father has spoken, believe on his Son,